the third chapter. Genesis, the third chapter, starting with the very first verse. Amen. It shouldn't take that long to find Genesis. Amen. Third chapter, first verse. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die." "You will certainly not die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. That was from the NIV. For a subject, having everything, yet everything is not enough. Having everything, yet everything is not enough. Let us look into the garden. Here we have a place that God has prepared with his own hand or with his very words. He called worlds into existence just by speaking it. Here he has put together a package that anybody in their right mind would enjoy. Every creature comfort you could ever think you could ever want was in the garden.
Yes, sir.
God had made it so that his children were well taken care of. You know, last week my friend came in. If you ever wondered where I say, "Let us come and paint the narrative of the text," that's where it comes from. But when you look at this, let's put you in the house of your dreams. God has placed you in everything that you wanted. You have over 20 bedrooms, more than enough for any guests and for your family. Inside this house, you have an immaculate bathroom. It has a separate place for the stall. It has showers. It has a jacuzzi tub. It has four sinks, not just two sinks. They are designed in marble with gold outlay. Everything looks wonderful. You have marble tiles on the floor. And when you walk into your bathroom, you feel like you're in heaven. Your bedroom is everything that you want in the bedroom. You don't just have a king bed. You have a California king. It has a sheet count with 12,000 threads. So soft you go through like butter. And you're big and you have the big lush pillows, the kind that when you just, they just collapse around your head. You know, and inside your bedroom, there's also a sitting area where you can go with this nice love sofa and a big old 60-inch screen TV, you know, like at Deacon Hawkins' house. Big old LCD television on the wall mounted up. You have every channel that you ever wanted, every movie station, everything is at your beckoning call. And even inside the sitting room, you have a little kitchenette where it has the refrigerator and everything that you want and everything that you need. And that's just your bedroom. Then you walk down the hall where your children's bedrooms are, and every room has a television, every room has a PS3, or Xbox, and whatever else they got and they want to play. And they are just excited about their room. They got all the clothes they could ever need. They have fashion designers. They have everything that everybody's supposed to have if you somebody in school.
Wow.
that's just the upstairs level. Then you go down to the kitchen, you got a double oven, stainless steel equipment, big old super duper refrigerators, and you can fit a person up in there if you want to. Big old freezer that you can put everything you want. And every time you open up the refrigerator door, it's full. Every time you pull out the freezer and look for something, it's full. Every time you got the slots on the refrigerator that you can get water, juice, Kool-Aid, milk. And no matter when you put the glass there, it always comes in it. You never run out of it. Everything's in the kitchen just the way you want it. And just off the kitchen is the family room. The big giant couches that go around section on every piece of the wall. Paintings and pictures and carpets and tigers and bears. Oh, my. You got a big 3D TV sitting in the middle, 60-inch screen. Everybody's able to sit there as a family. You got a popcorn machine on the side just in case y'all want popcorn. And the thing about the popcorn machine is all you got to do is say popcorn and it's in there.
Wow.
So everything is going on. Your house is just the way you want it. And then for us fellas, there's a nice basement downstairs. You walk downstairs to the basement. Oh, man. Basement to die for. Got a pool table up in there. Ping pong table up in there, office up in there, game room, video, movie theater. You just walk up in there. That's the first place you take all your friends when they come in. Yo, man, I know that house is nice up, so come on downstairs with me, though, man, where we hang out. You know, even got a little corner spot for a massage area. You understand what I'm saying? It's got everything that you want, everything that you need. You sit back, and you sit back in the big chair in the middle, because you ain't going to sit on the side. You're going to sit in the middle, because you're going to let everybody know that's the king's chair. Can't nobody sit in that chair. That's the chair God designed for me. You know, it's the one that has the remote built into the sleeve. I only had to carry it around no more, but just in case God felt like I wanted one, he gave me one just to hold while I fool with the other one. Because sometimes I just got to have a remote in my hand, even if I ain't doing nothing.
Get out of here.
Down in there is a little refrigerator with all your stuff. Nothing is wrong with your house. The AC runs fine. Even when the power goes out, you got a generator that kicks back on and bam, everything's still going. There's no problems there. You have went into your dream home. You say, now I could die right here. But I ain't really ready to die because I ain't trying to leave this dream home. Everything you could ever want is in that house. Everything you could ever need is in that house. You got everything, but yet it ain't enough. See, in everything that God gives us, we find fault. In everything that he has presented to say, and who would know what we need better than God?
Yes, sir.
But yet we find fault in what God says we need. And we try to trump his need with our wants. Because the problem is that even though the house is everything you ever hoped it would be, that you wanted it to be, you saw somebody else's house. And they had something that you didn't have. Well, God, if you said I had everything, how come? Here we are in the Garden of Eden. And Adam and Eve had everything that they needed to survive, to love, to live. God said, anywhere you want to go is yours to go. Anything you want to do is yours. There's just but one tree.
One.
Don't fool with that tree, because the day you eat of that tree, the day you're going to die. So how is it that having everything ain't enough? How is it that God has given you, God has blessed, you know what? We can even make it small. God has given you life.
Yes, sir.
It's not enough. God has blessed us with a home. Blessed us with a family. Blessed us with a right mind. It's not enough. You know it's not enough because we continue to seek more than what we have. Because we covet other folks' stuff. The serpent could not have had any impact unless they were already thinking about that tree. See, when you have everything and you know you have everything and God has blessed you with everything, you're not entertaining the thought of what if. She said that when she saw that the food on the tree was desirable for wisdom, it was good to eat. The serpent was able to coax her into that. How many serpents in your life?
All right.
How many snakes do you have in your life that's telling you that what you have is not enough? Your man, he ain't enough. Your wife, she ain't enough. Your church, it ain't enough. You got to have more than what you have. You got to have more than what God has blessed you with. You realize that we can have whatever we want.
Yes, sir.
But everything that we want ain't good for us.
Come on.
They had it all. We had the house of our dreams. We had the marriage that we was looking for.
Yes, sir.
We had the job of our dreams.
Yeah.
We had everything going for us, but yet there's a snake somewhere. You can't be just happy with that. You ain't making enough on the job. You don't have the right kind of family. You don't have the right kind of wife. The right your husband, he don't look like anybody else would want him. You don't have, that's all the snake is saying to you. You're not what you think you are. And because you believe that you're not what you think you are, the snake has a way of turning your thought process to wanting something that you really don't need, that you know will damage your soul.
Yes, sir.
God said, the day you eat of that tree, you will surely die. So the serpent twisted it up.
Yes, he did.
Come on now. You know he ain't meant all that. He done gave you this wonderful garden. He done put everything up in here. You got to bring that down something. He put everything up in here that was wonderful. He got trees. You got animals. You got shelter. You can walk through in the cool of the day. You can do whatever you want, and you don't even need no clothes on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Enjoy life as life was meant to be enjoyed.
Yes, sir.
But that ain't enough. We want more. We want what someone else has. You sit in the middle of church and church ain't enough. Our church don't have this choir. Our church don't have those groups. Our church don't have those ministries. Our church don't have this. Our church don't have that. You have a church. That's the beginning of where your worship begins.
Yeah.
And everything your church don't have is something that you could help bring to the church.
Yeah.
The problem is you keep wanting, and how you know that your church is supposed to have that? God has given you what he's given you until you're able to handle anything more.
Yeah.
But the snakes are saying, that ain't enough. And so because you feel like you don't have enough, because you feel like I'm not worthy, and it don't stop there. Let's look at ministry.
Yes, sir.
We got the biggest problems with snakes.
All right.
Because as a minister, as a pastor, you want your church to be as big as anybody else's church. And what happens is it takes your mind away from what God has really called you to do. When you covet what someone else has, when you covet what their leadership looks like, when you covet what their ministry looks like, when you covet everything that you don't have, there's a snake fooling around with you. And as long as a snake gets into your ministry, you're not able to perform ministry. Remember, you can't seriously think that God has placed you somewhere that he didn't show up in. The Bible said that God walked among them.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yeah.
So not only did he place them there, but he also communed with them.
Yes, sir.
But yet, it ain't enough. Folks say, you know, well, if Jesus lived here today, I'd be better off. Yeah, if Jesus was right by me, I know I would do a whole lot better. You had him. But it wasn't enough to have him. You crucified him. We did. We put him on the cross. So that argument that we use right now, that if he was with us, we'd be doing, that's a bunch of junk. Because they had God himself. They walked with the Trinity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Wow.
I've given you everything.
Uh-huh.
But you're not satisfied.
Yeah.
I've given you health.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you strength. I've given you life.
Yeah.
But yet you want more of something. Learn to appreciate what God has given you, what he's blessed you with, what he's placed you in. Learn to understand that you don't have to have anything that you have.
That's right.
But because God loved you enough, he's given you everything. So when something, that's why when you see somebody like Claudette or Sister Palmer who's dealing with some serious issues, you got to understand that even in the midst of all that, they know who God is.
Yes, sir.
He's able. He's capable. Even if I don't understand what's going on, I know God's got me. You don't make it 70 years and 75 years, 70 or 80 years, and you don't know who God is to some degree. Even those who reject God know, I might not go, but I know it's got to be a God that's keeping me here. We want life and we want it long. What about the years you've already had? What have you done with those years? Jesus only had 33. So we get the Lord. I know I'm only 50 now, but I pray for 30 more years. For what?
Well,
you ain't do nothing to 50 I gave you.
Come on.
I've given you 50 years. Now you want 30 years to do some more, and you ain't done nothing in 50?
Come on.
We have everything, yet everything ain't enough.
Come on.
You ought to be saying that 50, woo, I tell you what, if my next 30 is like them last 50 where I did all this, I'm looking forward to that, Lord. But if you take me home right now, I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah. There it now.
There. Having everything, yet everything isn't enough. You decide. Is what you have worth it?
Yeah.
Is what you have valuable? Is what you have good? Has God blessed you? Has God looked after you? Has God kept you? Is God in your midst? Even David had everything. Yet everything wasn't enough. David, you could have had any woman you wanted. But you had to go after the tree. You had to go out of what you could not have, what did not belong to you. And I would have given you anything, everything. All you had to do was ask.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. As you look at your lives and you determine the value of your life and your relationship with God, how many snakes are in your presence? Because Eve entertained the serpent with conversation. Had she not allowed the conversation, we wouldn't be here today. But because we allow the snakes to have a way in, because our minds are not content or complete with what we have, we engage the enemy, and we engage him long enough to talk us out of what God has given us. Huh? If you've been given everything, but someone tells you you don't have enough, and you start listening to that until you lose that home you just got, and now you're out on the street because you wasn't appreciative of what God gave you. If you keep letting snakes get into your life, you will never amount to what God wants you to be. She knew the snake could talk. Nowhere in the text was she surprised when the snake started talking. But she knew that in her mind that she wanted a piece of that tree. It's like that proverbial cookie. You can have anything you want. You got carrots, you got fruit, you got vegetables, but leave that middle cookie tray alone. Because when you eat that cookie, you getting a whooping for sure. And everything in your body, you start taking a snack off the carrot, but you're looking at the cookie. You grab the apple, but you're looking at the cookie. You're trying to see where mama and daddy is, and you're keeping your eye in the middle of the kitchen where the cookie is. And everything in your body, no matter if a whooping is coming, everything is saying, this is not enough. And you put all those things down, and you go there, and you grab that cookie. And one cookie ain't enough. Because it was good. And so you start eating cookie after cookie after cookie. Because you realize that when mama and daddy find out that you ate this cookie, you're going to get a whooping of a lifetime. But something in the back of your fleshly mind says, well, at least if I'm going to get the whooping, I'm going to make sure it was worth it. I got chocolate chips and crumbs all over my lips, knowing damn well I just lost everything I had.
Come on.
We do this.
Yeah.
If not, you wouldn't be laughing. We are never happy with what God has given us. We always want some more. God is saying, enough. I got you. Even when they had sinned, even when they had messed up, and God had went looking for them.
Yeah.
Said, now you're going, all y'all in trouble. Snake, you in trouble. Woman, you in trouble. Man, you in trouble. Not only that, you got to vacate the garden. Now you got to work, you got to sweat, you got to endure pain, you got to endure everything I tried to prevent because you wanted to be like me. That's where the problem is. We want to be God. That's where Eve's Adam problem was. The snake tempted them enough to say that if you eat of this tree, God knows you will be like him. Every facet in our lives where we have problems, where we have troubles, is because we want to lead somebody. We want to be bigger than God. Or we want to feel like we are God's right-hand man or right-hand woman. We want to make sure folk know I am God's number one assignment. And because of that, you are wanting something that does not belong to you. Power does not belong to man. Power belongs to God. Wisdom cannot contain man. Wisdom comes from God. So every time you try to do something more than what God has given you, that's why we keep falling. That's why we keep stumbling, because we are trying to take God's place, and can no man take God's place? Appreciate what God has given you and work in that. And if you work where God has given you, he's going to take you to greater heights. We will never know what would have happened had Adam and Eve rejected the serpent.
Yes, sir.
Had he that came and said, "Shut up, stop." God said no. But surely, I ain't trying to hear it. But you know you could be, I don't hear that. If you stop the snakes in your life before they get started, you're going to have a better life. Snakes are anything that pulls you away from God. Snakes are anything that challenges your relationship with God. Snakes are anything that will keep you from church, keep you from Bible study, keep you from going to your job, making a living for your family. They will keep you from doing things that will reject and bring you down versus lift you up. Snakes are inside and outside. And as long as we let a snake get next to us, as long as we don't shut a snake down before a snake. Did you ever seen a cobra when a cobra stands up ready to strike? And you sitting there looking at him like you crazy? You see it on TV, they're like, the snake's about to strike. No, run. The reason why you're getting bit is because you're entertaining the snake. Jesus didn't entertain the snake. 40 days in the wilderness. Snake lost every time he tried. Jesus didn't entertain the snake. He said, "I can give you everything." Jesus said, "I already own everything. How you gonna give me something you don't even have?" That's what you got to understand. How can a snake tell you about you when you know who God is? The snake should not be able to get in, because I am more. But if you don't think you a conqueror, then you become the conqueree. You got to stand up for yourself. Rav can't roll with you everywhere you go. You got to make a stand right then and there and say, statement, I stomp your head. Every time you take that opportunity, you grow that much closer to God. And the snake knows his time is short. You don't have much time. So ask yourself, do you have everything you need? And if you do, start appreciating it. And stop telling God it ain't enough. Because in our prayers, we are saying, God, you ain't giving me enough. And then we keep wondering why our prayers aren't being answered. Because we're praying to God as if we don't have enough. And God is saying, I have given you everything that you'll ever need. If you take care of what you need, I can give you the desires of your heart. But take care of what I've given you first. Having everything. Yet everything isn't enough. And then you wonder why we don't grow. I continue to challenge you to fill the pews that you sit on. Because that would represent what you're doing for Christ and that God has given you everything. Tell me one person in this place, saved or unsaved, that God ain't giving you something. And I would say you lying right here in God's house. Because if you just took a breath,
all right,
God gave you something. So you can get mad and you can hold grudges and you can do this and you can do that. But as long as you do that, that's because there's a snake talking to you. Because life's too short to be angry, to be mad, to be upset, to be envious, to be prideful, to be jealous, to be lustful. All these things was created because we listened to a snake. None of that was in the garden. Jesus came down to shut the snake up once and for all. Snake thought he had him. Snake said, oh, put him on the cross. Kill him. That way I can get back to Adam and Eve. Take him out. You know what we said? Okay. We take him out. He had everything. But everything wasn't enough. So you crucified him. But I'm so glad he got crucified.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because here's the thing that you got to understand. And I'm dying. I'm going on my way to vacation. Having everything, yet having nothing, leads you back to nothing. But having nothing is what you have if you don't know Christ. If you don't know Christ, you think you have something, but in all actuality, you have nothing. And it's not until Christ that you get everything. So once you get rid of your nothing and you get everything, stop going back from everything to nothing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Before Christ, you have nothing. In the garden, they had everything, but they had God. When they took from the tree, they rejected God.
Yes, yes.
God made them go through years of rejecting before God said, now I got to go back down to them to show them that at once they had everything, but now they have nothing. In order for them to get everything back, I need to go down and make some stuff right.
Yes, sir.
So that nothing could become everything. So therefore, when I went to the cross, things was about to change. While everybody had nothing, as long as I was on the cross, you still had nothing. As long as I was dying, you still had nothing. But early on Sunday morning, your nothing went to everything. As long as you know who I am, everything is okay. Everything is all right. Everything gonna be fine because I'm coming back. So while you may have nothing here, when I come and get you, everything going to be made right. Having everything. Yet everything ain't enough. Change your ways. Change your thoughts and change your minds. Because waiting for you once you accept Christ is everything. And once you accept Christ, don't you let no snake tell you what you don't have. You tell the snake, I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I'm not a loser on this thing. I'm a winner. So the next time a snake starts talking, you say, shh. You hear that? Shh. You hear that? Snake say, well, I don't hear that. You hear that? He said, no, I don't hear that. Good. And just walk away. Because the best way to beat the devil is not to say nothing and keep moving. And the Bible says that God will fight my battles. Doors of the church are open this morning.